with iHeartRadio Canada, and I am joined on the phone by Ivan Moody, lead singer from Five Finger Death Punch. Hi, Ivan. How are you?
Well, thank you for taking time. How are you?
And dude, I appreciate your time. I'm very well. Thank you for asking. Where do we find you? Whereabouts are you?
Right now, I'm out in Cheyenne, Wyoming, actually. I was just wrapping up some details for my new recovery center out here.
That's awesome. Do you want to start there? I got a lot of questions for you, but I'd love to hear about this recovery center. What are you doing out there?
Well, the first rule of recovery is to give back. The tools that we are given throughout time are not really ours. They don't belong to us. As a matter of fact, the idea is so that you can use them to benefit somebody else in their journey. For me, I've never been, I guess you'd say, a meetings guy. For me, meetings are great, and I know they work for a lot of people, but for me, I need a little bit more. And in recovery, every human being is different. I always say this, but you can start with the chemistry of the individual and work your way up. So for me, I had to figure out an all-around way to try to give what I've learned and what I continue to learn back. And so for me, the obvious choice was to put my money where my mouth is. Cheyenne is known for not having hardly any resources when it comes to recovery at all. As a matter of fact, I think they have one institution out here that basically takes inmates for probationary periods, and then that's really about it. So for me, it made no sense to sit by and idle and watch something like that be overlooked. So I was just lucky enough, and I am going to use the word luck. You can call it God's will or laws of attraction, but it is what it is. I met a couple people who were involved in recovery out here. Long story long, we fell in love with each other's ideas, and I hooked up with them, and they have assisted me in getting the applications verified and certified. And so now we are in the third stage of actually opening a recovery center here in Cheyenne, which we are calling Sierra Coral. So I am extremely excited, man, to be able to give back. And to be honest with you, next to my children and my music, this is the biggest thing I've ever been a part of. So it's really something to behold.
That is immensely cool to hear. That's congratulations, man. Not only on that, but on the sobriety as a whole. To be really honest with you, I'm only about 2-3 months into a journey of sobriety as well. And that I actually, at some point in this conversation, wanted to ask you, maybe what's your biggest tip? What's worked for you?
My biggest tip to you, my friend, and to anyone else is to not take it in a communal form. Like I said, everybody is different. What works for them may not work for you. What worked for me is that I f***ing hate it. All right. I cannot stand booze. Even if I smell it across the room, I get bile in my stomach. I taught myself to just gross it out is what I call it. I don't mind if other people drink. As a matter of fact, I hang out with a lot of people who do. But at the end of the day, and by the way, first and foremost, congratulations. You're Thank almost you. At your 90. That's the biggest part. A lot of people relapse after 90 because they think that they've got it under their control. So I hope you stay the course, and I hope you're doing what's best for you. Again, the idea behind Moody's Medicinals, behind just about everything I do this day and age, is to give people options to out them, to figure out ways I can help and use some of the tools I've gained to show people that there is a light beyond the end of that f-ing tunnel, because that disease is a killer. And I've watched and had too many friends and co-workers, peers that have not made it through. So for me, that daily struggle became a battle that I continue to fight and will continue for the rest of my life.
How much of this journey are we going to hear on afterlife? How much of that will, obviously that factors in, that's a huge part of your life. How much of that will come through? I know, we could hone in specifically on the tragic truth if you want to, but I'd be curious to know how much of that we're going to hear on afterlife.
On every single song. I'd be lying to you but otherwise, but it's such a part of my life. And it's not obvious, it's not out there. It's like, you got to quit drinking, you got it. It's just an idea that I've had to succumb to. It's a part of my life now. And it's something that every morning I start my day with it, and every night I end my day with it. So of course it's involved in every little aspect of what I do, including especially my music. But that's another thing, the title Afterlife, as a lot of people have heard, I was clinically pronounced dead. So for me, and you can also use it in the metaphorical version or type of it, is Death Punch has been naysayed from the day we came out, So we've always been expected to, quote unquote, die away. And so for me and Zoe, after all these times of being naysayed and continues being called the underdog, for us, this was the shock value of saying, okay, if we're supposed to be dead, then this is our value of what's coming next. So yes, of course, there's portions of it that are dedicated to recovery, but all in all, it's just life. So there's that.
So the tragic truth, you know, really hones in on what you alluded to there, you know, dying for 3.5 minutes, being pronounced dead, and you seeing what you referred to as, I believe, a blue light. Can you talk more about that? Maybe the experience itself, but I'm also equally as curious as to what that does to a guy's perspective. It must change absolutely everything after that.
Absolutely changed everything. Now, let me define this a little better, and I'm glad you brought this up, because in the interview I did in Metal Hammer, when I said the blue light, it was left at that, which is very vague. This blue light that I talk about, it wasn't a visual thing. It wasn't like I could see it and I was reaching out to it. It was all encompassing. It was everywhere. And I felt from my heart outward that I was a part of it. I became like almost a part of it. And this is the way I explained it to Zoltan. It was like being a part of a hum. It was almost like I could feel it. It was a vibration. It was a frequency. It wasn't necessarily a sight on sight thing. For me, what it did was, it basically reminded me not just of the fact of how minor these lives of ours really are and how quickly they pass compared to the grand scheme of things, but that we are all connected. Now, whether anybody thinks that's cheesy or not, I don't give two f**ks about. The reality of it is we are interacting constantly, whether it be through our energy or just shaking hands and saying hello to one another. So it really made me wake up and realize, and I use wake up very tightly, because when I woke up, I realized that all of this is very temporary. And no matter what you think may be at the end of that tunnel, it really doesn't matter, because we'll all end up there together. And so for me, it's more about what you can do with the moment, what you can do today. What is your long game? What is the end game for you? Because we all relate, and that's, I'm sure you can hear it in the lyrics. I talk a lot about God in this, and I think that that's something that everybody can relate to. It's not about fighting humanity or a power that be or something like that, or fighting the system. It's about realizing that at the end of the day, it's all about your legacy personally. What are you intending on leaving behind? What is going to be your afterlife? What is your brighter side of gray? Because every single one of us lives within the darkness, but it's a matter of realizing that there is that light. So yeah, I hope that was the longest answer you've ever had, my friend.
No, it's a great one, because I sense this, an experience like that must be jarring, but you also in a way make it sound very exciting. You know, I think that can segue pretty well into asking you not only about, you know, being 9 albums and 17 years into your career, but also a foray into film and getting involved with the Retaliators. Like, you must have a real energy about you right now that's tangible. I would assume. Is that fair to say?
That's a great way to put it. It's nice to feel like it's all tangible, because these are all dreams that you have growing up, of course. Getting into film is a whole different light for me, because, but let's be honest, in music, I am who I am. I mean, that's who I am. Who you see on stage, who you hear in these lyrics, that is every bit me and then some. When it comes to acting, I'm embracing and enveloping somebody else's idea. This is somebody else's character that they have created. And now they've asked me to again, embrace it, to mold it, and to turn it into something that I find relation to. So it was night and day. And not to mention, I've got to point this out, and I don't care if I get in trouble for it. Actors and actresses get treated like gods. I mean, they get catered, like this meshed pineapple, like, you know, teal water. Like, it's just the craziest shit. And me as a musician, I've always been happy to just get a case of water and a towel. So it's really night and day to get to be in that part of the system. But again, it's all part of one another, because it's art, you know, whether it be theater, whether it be music, whether it be canvas or painting, it all stems from basically the same places, which is innovativeness and creativeness. So I'm really excited to be part of it. The movie itself, the dialogue, the character lineup, of course, you know, I get my peers, I get Jacoby and Tommy Lee, Ice Nine Kills, so on and so forth. So the cast is amazing. And it's a perfect roundup of sci-fi, horror, drama. I mean, it's really f***ing exciting for me, man. Sorry about the F-bomb. But I'm really just stoked to get it out there and to see what's coming.
It's almost off topic, but you said his name, so I got to ask you about Tommy Lee. Did you send him a text after he did what he did a couple of days ago? Surely you know what I'm talking about.
No. You know, what got me about that? No, I didn't, first off, because it's kind of, you know, this day and age, you kind of expect it from Tommy. So as sad as that may or not be able to say, but the reality of it is, it looks like the guy just got done rubbing one out. Nobody's that well hung. So good for you, Tommy, but nobody.
Let's get back to Afterlife too, because I got to ask you a little bit more about that. You know, does it feel like you're 9 albums in, and what have you learned along the way? It must be exciting to put out an album like Afterlife. It sounds like a whole new Five Finger experience, but I'd be curious to know what you've learned along the way, you know, in 17 years of Five Finger Death Punch.
I mean, I don't even know where to start with that. Every day is a new lesson. You know, it's an accumulation of everything we've ever done. Of course, we have our own sound, so that's involved. But the idea of it was to take the chains and the restrictions away, to get rid of the word compromise. Because especially in the album, you know, Injustice for None and Got Your Six, I felt like we got lost in the compromise. We were constantly sitting behind that frickin' booth trying to figure out which direction to go and who likes what and who doesn't. Zoltan and I came to the table and we had a saying at the beginning of this record, and that's sequente capite, which is Latin for the new chapter. And we wanted to keep that mentality to the whole thing. So when we went to Kevin, we told him we're going to champion our sound, but at the end of the day, we want to embrace everything we've ever loved about music, man, whether it be the digital side of it, whether it be country western, whether it be jazz or classical. And again, there were just no restrictions, man. It was basically like invoking all these past experiences we'd had in music and these ideas, and then implementing them into what we do already. So I got to tell you, dude, this album to me is a life changer. It really is. It's the perfect example of mixing Blitzkrieg with tranquility. You know, it's just right there in the zone. So I can listen to it front to back, which for me is a huge moment. So again, I'm really extremely excited to see what everybody else thinks about it.
Last one before I let you go. You know, with a new album that you're ready to share with Five Finger Death Punch fans, and as you're back on stage, you know, sharing moments with fans again, how much more special is all of that coming out of a couple of weird ass years, Ivan? You know, just really, really strange ones and time away from your fan base. How much more special is that?
Well, the energy is incomparable. I mean, you walk out there and you've got to think that you've got 20, 50,000 people throwing this energy up at you and expecting your best/worst. So for me, it's just nitro right out of the gate. As a matter of fact, I'm having a harder time adjusting to keeping my energy at a certain level so I don't fizzle out after 3 songs, because I just get into it, you know. And we've always been that way. We're a live act first and foremost. You know, anybody can do what they want in a studio. We all know that. But the relationship between you and your fan base, or better yet, us and our fan base, that's everything, man. So I can't begin to tell you, we've got a whole new set list, a whole new line when it comes to production. It's just, we really went out of our way to make sure that people get their tickets worth. So I'm beyond ecstatic to get this thing going, man.
Ivan Moody from Five Finger Death Punch, brand new album Afterlife out August the 19th. Dude, thank you not only for your time, but for your honesty today. You know, I think that a lot of people can really relate to a lot of things that you said, and using a platform like yours to make a difference is a really powerful thing. So thank you.
Hey, thank you. And you do me one honest, and I want you to reach out if you ever need anything. Don't get lost in the rhythm, my man. Walk to your own beat, okay? I love you much. I'm proud of you.
Cheers, brother. Thank you very much. Proud of you as well.
Take care of yourself.